USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Presidential candidate and GOP frontrunner Donald Trump's attorney is ripping the latest federal indictment. Outside the courthouse where he was arraigned yesterday, Alina Haba called the indictment election interference against a presidential candidate. She told reporters, quote, President Trump is under siege in a way that has never been seen before, end quote. Two United States Navy sailors are accused of spying for China. The Justice Department announced the arrest of two active-duty members yesterday, a 22-year-old sailor based in San Diego, California, and a 26-year-old sailor based out of Naval Base Ventura, north of Los Angeles, were taken into custody Wednesday. They are accused of sending national defense information to Chinese officials in exchange for $15,000 cash. Assistant Attorney General Matt Olson said because of the sailors, sensitive military information ended up in the hands of the People's Republic of China. Tennessee State Representatives Justin Jones and Justin Pearson are back in office. The Tennessee State House expelled the two Democrats back in April after they took part in a protest on the House floor. A third lawmaker narrowly escaped expulsion. The two were reinstated by local officials on an interim basis, but had to win Thursday night's special election to permanently get back their seats. San Diego, California Mayor Todd Gloria says shelter space is available for people who need it as enforcement continues during the first week of new rules banning homeless camps on public property.
In the first 3 days of enforcement, officers made contact with 30 individuals who were violating the unsafe camping ordinance. Three arrests were made. All of those were for outstanding warrants. We also continue to expand our shelter capacity, which in the short term includes adding beds at a few of our existing shelters and the continued development of safe parking lots.
A TGIF to you, my friend. USA News.
Hey, y'all. My name is Tiara, and a little thing that I love about the Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is that it has the perfect amount of spice to jumpstart my day. Whoever thought of it, thank you so much.
Hi, my name is Robert, and a little thing I love about Chick-fil-A's spicy chicken biscuit is the biscuit. It reminds me of my grandma's homemade biscuit. It's always buttery and savory. Then you add the spices, instant classic.
Order the spicy chicken biscuit on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real Chick-fil-A guests pay for their testimonials.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about five times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Employers don't quite appear ready to fully embrace a return from work at home to back to the office.
According to new data, workers who are on a hybrid or remote work assignment are not showing diminished productivity. Analysts say that younger workers express different sensibilities and needs than their older counterparts, tend to excel in a flexible work environment. According to a poll conducted by the LA Times, 8 out of 10 workers believe their company's remote work policies will remain in place through the next couple of years. I'm Ryan Daniels.
New York State is putting more than $100 million towards expanding mental health services in schools. Natalie Magliori explains.
Governor Hochul says the funds are aimed at helping students address trauma caused by the coronavirus pandemic, which kids still seem to be dealing with.
Today we stop that slide and we start turning the tide and lifting them up.
Funding will be awarded over a two-year period, and schools have until August 18th to submit their applications. Meantime, another $8.3 million will help expand school-based mental health clinics in high-need districts.
School districts now need this. It's now as basic as having a reading or writing teacher.
Three Montana women are recovering following a rare attack by an otter. Montana parks officials say they were attacked on an inner tube on the Jefferson River this week. One had to go to the hospital. Lance Pry, USA News.
Newsmax TV. Everyone is watching it now. President Trump says he loves it. And more than 30 million Americans tune into Newsmax TV. With great shows and analysts like Dick Morris, Rudy Giuliani, Michelle Malkin, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, and a lot more. Every night you can watch Newsmax's number one show, Greg Kelly Reports. Greg Kelly and Newsmax are unafraid to tell the truth about the election, how big tech is censoring you, and Joe Biden's dangerous plans. You